Case number 10,818, Keith Properties, south of Route 54, south of Water Walkway, being lot 23 within Fenwick Shoals Development, a special use exception to place a temporary building for sales, office, and storage.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Good evening, sir.
My name is William Scott. I'm an attorney from Selbyville, here representing Keith Properties. This is a request for a special use exception to place a temporary building for a sales office for an approved residential subdivision. I have some pictures that I took. There's some photos that I took this morning of the sales office. This is at the Fenwick Shoals development that's located on the south side of Route 54. The sales office was originally approved back in August of 2006 for the same purpose. It's been in existence in the same location since 2006. The applicant was unaware that the approval, the special use approval, had actually run out. Until they were notified by Mr. Malloy that it had run out and that they needed to reapply for the use as a sales office. Fenwick Shoals is a 42-lot subdivision. There's seven lots left. I think the owners were under the impression that they'd be done selling in there well before now, but due to the current state of the economy and the real estate market, they still got those seven left. As you can see, it has adequate parking and it's landscaped. There is a new broker that's been hired to come in and try and get rid of the last seven lots. The applicant will continue to keep the surrounding land in good condition. Building is still in good condition. It does have some storage items that are in there right now that are going to be removed and taken off site. We believe that 2 years of a special, if you were to grant a special use exception, the 2 years would be more than sufficient. I think they'd like to be out of there a lot quicker than that, but to prevent having to come before you again, we would propose that if you're so inclined as to grant a special use exception, that it be limited to 2 years. The building is it's 10 foot by 30 foot. It's got fairly new siding on it. It's been in existence, as I said, since August of 2006 in its same location. If there's any questions that anyone has, I'm certainly willing to answer them.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, all those who would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. Again, all those who would like to speak, please come forward so y'all can be sworn in. Thank you.
Name and address.
Richard Hebert, 38027 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Selbyville, Delaware.
Yeah.
Mary Beth Hebert, 38027 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Selbyville, Delaware.
Eric Fatzinger, 38026 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Selbyville, Delaware.
What's about your last name?
Fatzinger. F as in Frank, ATZINGER.
And was there someone?
Okay. Robert Taylor, 38026 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Shall we let the lady go first?
Actually, I'll let Rich go first.
Okay.
Maybe I can cover most of it, actually.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
First of all, thank you for hearing us. There was a slight misstatement of fact that Mr. Scott issued at the beginning that's actually quite important, which is that the sales trailer is not in its original location. Its original location was actually outside the environs of the residential community. And in 2008 was moved back into the residential development. That's when the special, the original special exception was granted in 2006 when it was out front, but it was moved in 2008 back into the residential development. Board of Directors of the Fenwick Shoals Homeowners Association sent a letter on June 22nd that outlined several points of opposition, and I just wanted to highlight a few of those now, I think the most salient. Number one is that County Ordinance Provision 115-23 allows special use exceptions, including temporary buildings, for use as sales or rental offices for approved residential developments. Our understanding, though, is that generally pertains to new developments and initial uses. Fenwick Shoals is not a new development. It dates back to 2003 at this point. Moreover, storage isn't permitted under this relevant provision of the ordinance. And the application is for storage, at least partially. Three, Keith is no longer the developer. Earlier this year, he ceded control to the Fenwick Shoals Homeowners Association, Inc., and the common property was turned over to the homeowners at that time. Our understanding also is that special exceptions have lives of 2 years. We checked, and this one expired in 2008. So this trailer is in violation of the county ordinance and has been for some time now. At this point, Keith is no different and has no other rights beyond those that the other property owners in the development have, and as such is bound by the restrictive covenants of the development. And among other things, under Article 3 in the Fenwick Shoals Homeowners Association restrictive covenants, prohibited uses include trailers, parking lots, businesses, signs and notices, and also require that the property be well kept and that there be no wild growth or an unkempt landscaping. And we would argue that it is not well kept, that it is unsightly and an eyesore in the community. And those are the basic points that we wanted to convey.
Sir, is this a picture of it right here? It doesn't look like that?
Yes, that is it.
But it looks like this.
Yes, it does.
And you think that looks bad?
This evening, and that one conveniently doesn't show the old ambulance, boat trailer, and van that stayed there, and the tall grass. And this was taken at about 4 o'clock.
Another point is that the location of the sales trailer is now across the street from the common property, the pool, and the clubhouse. So, and in its current condition, it really interferes with the residents' enjoyment of those facilities now. It has not been used for any purpose other than storage.
The first time a realtor was there, contrary to what's been asserted, was yesterday.
The first time in
5 years.
5 years
that a realtor has been in that trailer.
So the building hasn't been used in 5 years.
Has not.
Except for storage.
Mr. Ebert.
And in that condition, it's filled. It's also unlocked, so it's accessible to anyone, and you know it's a hazard to young children or anyone else who could go in there and perhaps be hurt by the equipment that's in there.
Sir, do you recommend or do you represent the Homeowners Association, or are you here as an individual?
No, I'm the president of homeowners, and I'm here in that capacity. Okay. My wife is here as a resident.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, did you say this was moved? It was out front?
It was in front of the development.
Then it moved inside the development?
Correct.
It was on commercial property, and then it was moved onto a residential lot.
So it's been there illegally for 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Next. Anyone else have anything?
In the interest of saving your time, it's going to be the same thing here.
Okay. Appreciate that. Sir, did you, same thing?
Same, thank you.
Okay. Okay, can we give a...
The office did receive 15 letters in opposition.
Okay.
Explaining everything they just...
Same thing, what they just, okay.
William Scott again, I just want to correct a couple of things that Mr. Hebert said. First off, Mr. Hebert's right. It was first, the first location for the sales trailer was out in front of the property on the edge that's been zoned commercial. But in 2006, I have a copy here that Ms. Isaacs was nice enough to send over to me. I wasn't involved when the first special use exception was applied for. But in August of 2006, it was approved to be in the place where it is right now, which is Lot 23 across from the pool inside the project since 2006. And yes, as we said, it was, the developer apparently didn't realize that it had a two-year life to it. It expired. Mr. Malloy contacted them, and thus this application was filed. I think Mr. Hebert might be a little bit confused about Keith Properties not being the developer anymore. It is true that the developer has turned over control of the association to the homeowners as it needs to, and as it was required to. But Keith Properties still owns seven lots in the community. They're still the developer of the community. They still need to sell these lots. So they have not ceded their rights as developer, if you will, to the homeowners association. They merely turned over the control of the homeowners association to the owners and also deeded the common properties to the owners. I don't know that it's very relevant for you all tonight, except for the fact that Keith Properties does remain the developer of Fenwick Shoals and the owner of those remaining seven lots, which still need to be sold to third parties. So just as a matter of clearing those couple items up.
So why hasn't the structure been used as a sales office for the last 3 years?
I don't know that it hasn't been used for the last 3 years. I would tell you, I don't know, quite frankly, when the last time a realtor was there. I don't know how Mr. Hebert could possibly say that the first time a realtor was there in the last 5 years was yesterday. I do know for a fact that in the 5 years he's talking about, it has been used as a sales office, but recently it hasn't been used as a sales office at all because they tried to first auction the lots, then they ran into some difficulties with their lender who wouldn't let them sell the lots for a price that they thought where they could get a broker who would actually come in and sell them, meaning the release fee the lender was requiring was so high that they couldn't get a broker to come in and actually sell them. We've been working with the lender to get that reduced. That's only recently happened, and as I said, I think it's called Beach to Bay Realty, but it's a gentleman named Rob Arlette who, within the last probably month, signed a brokerage agreement, and we received an agreement from the bank to bring those release fees down to get it to a place where we could get somebody who would be willing to come in and spend their time trying to sell the properties. I mean, one of the other issues is that it's a gated community, and since there's been turnover to the Homeowners Association, the gate's been closed, where in the past it hasn't been. And I don't think Mr. Arlette actually has a way to get in through the gate just yet. I don't think that's been addressed with the Homeowners Association. So it's going to be difficult for him to get back there until that part's worked out. But okay. In any event, you can't use it as a sales trailer. Once Mr. Malloy explained that the approval had run out, they certainly haven't used it as a sales trailer since then because that would be in violation.
So what made the owner think that it was okay to use it as a storage trailer?
Well, I don't know that he thought it was okay to use it as a storage trailer, but there were items that he's put in there that I told him need to be removed and will be removed.
We've heard this testimony that, at least in my opinion, the testimony I've heard, it does substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
That it does or that it does not?
That it does.
Well, it's been there for 5 years. So,
it sounds like for the last 5 years it's been affecting their use.
I think there have been some other, respectfully, I think there's been some other economical and real estate market factors that have affected the area. But there's been no complaint in the last 5 years until Mr. Malloy came and said that the special use exception ran out. So there's been the Homeowners Association has never contacted the Keith Properties and said, you're interfering with the pool or you're interfering with our ability to use our properties. Right? Not once was there ever a complaint about the look of it or that it was interfering with the use of the neighboring properties until they found out that they needed to come forward today and get approval to keep it out there for sales.
Sir, are you going to still use it as a sales office and storage?
It's going to be used as a sales office.
You got sales office and storage. on the application?
That was a suggestion, actually, from Mr. Malloy, but I've informed the applicant that the storage should come out. It needs to be used as a sales trailer, not for storage of anything, other than it would be used as part of a sales operation, meaning files and...
I know some of those pictures are wanting really... these pictures he passed around wasn't really for sales in the pictures.
They weren't, the pictures didn't what? I'm sorry?
Didn't it really went for sale of the property, like storage, or just like everything else storage in there?
There is currently items in there that are stored that are going to be removed.
Okay.
They would not be, as part of this special use exception, would not be for storage, other than, as I said, in conjunction with the use of a sales office, files and what have you.
Mr. Keith is a builder, correct?
More of a developer than a builder.
Okay, developer. So when he moved this the structure from one property to another, certainly a developer should understand that we've got to check with somebody.
Well, when it was moved from out front inside, as I said, in 2006, that was approved. That was approved in 2006 to be on the lot where it stands today. It just ran out in 2008, but it was
so
prior.
it wasn't moved from a parcel from 2006 where it was to 2008.
Prior to 2006, it was out front of the development. I don't know if it was 2003 or 2004, but I mean, I have the approval of the prior special use application from August of 2006, approving it for lot 23, which is right where it stands today, across from where the pool is.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, I give you.
There's a couple of rebuttal points.
Okay.
First, as Mr. Scott says, Fenwick Shoals is a gated community, and by vote of the homeowners, the gates are now closed all of the time. So it's completely impractical to have a sales trailer within the confines of a gated community. Secondly, Keith owns commercial property in front of the development. If they feel they need a sales office, they should locate it in the commercial property, where that kind of use is permitted. Third, I dispute that this facility, this building, has been used as a sales office. It has not. I can most assuredly tell you, and all in the community would verify, that it has not been used as a sales office.
At any time?
In the very beginning, when it was moved from outside into the back, for a brief period, there was a realtor there, but it was only a matter of a few months, and it has never been used since. Lastly, I have spoken to Richard Keith, and I have sent him a letter voicing the Homeowners Association's opposition to that building and its location. And I'd be happy to provide a copy of that letter. I cannot convey to you what he said to me in response to my request to discuss it, because it was unseemly in front of you, but there have been attempts made to discuss it.
And how recently did you send that letter?
Within the last 90 days.
Okay. When this came up, that's when you sent him a letter, but no time before?
No, we sent it to him beforehand. This application had not yet been filed.
But 90 days, in the last 90 days, you sent him a letter then?
We sent him a letter before we knew that this special exception, we believe that it's that letter that gave rise to this special exception application. We believe that we pointed out the fact that he was in violation.
So you think that because you sent the letter, then that provoked him to...
Correct.
To move.
And I'd be happy to provide a copy of the letter if you'd like it.
No.
When was the application taken? Is it on here? May 19th? Okay. Thank you. And when the letter was sent, you say 90 days ago?
April, May. But it was... Gotcha. We took note of the fact that this application was filed after the letter was sent.
All right. And you say you can provide a copy of that letter?
I'd be happy to, yes.
Okay. I think I'd like to see a copy of that letter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see
I don't have it with me, but we can send it.
No, if you can bring it into the office.
I'd like to see a copy of that, though.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
But that's the only letter you sent.
Correct. And I've attempted to speak to him about it.
True, but I meant the whole time of this 4 years, 5 years, or 3 years, you've never...
I'm recently elected president of the association, so...
Okay.
Yes.
Very well.
And how long has the Homeowners Association been active or taken over?
Just this year.
Just this year. Oh,
correct.
Okay.
It was incorporated in the spring.
Okay, so prior to that, Mr. Keith was still in control of the...
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Chair, hearing no other opposition.
Can I ask one more
sure.
thing?
Sure. I'm sorry.
This is Mr. Scott.
Sure.
If, excuse me, does the developer in fact own commercial property outside the subdivision or nearby?
Adjacent to it.
Adjacent to, and would that not be a better choice for the sales trailer at this point?
If it wasn't fully leased.
Okay.
It's fully leased.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Okay. Again, there being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the hearing open only for the purpose of the opposition to provide us with a copy of the letter that they sent. Us to consider it at our next regular hearing.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,818 open for the purpose of the opposition to send us a letter so that we may have it before our next meeting. Okay. Okay.